was unbecome. All she ever wanted was to have a little fun. Oh, all she ever wanted. She didn't really know what's a girl to ask for when nothing seems to go. Everything will rust and wither away. So she dreams of one last quiver on her.
Sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Weekend. I don't know if you've looked outside yet, but there's snow on the ground.
I woke up and I was just like, bruh, what?
So we have to deal with that today. It's, look at this. It's 33 outside right now, so the snow should be melting, right? Any minute, it's all freezing.
It's TikTok, about TikTok. Judge Judy gif right there.
So it's 33 right now, looking like high of 41, 42 today. It looks like the exact same damn weather tomorrow. And then it's the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday, but with rain.
Oh, oh. Scandalous. Oh my gosh, if it's another repeat of Friday, I will cry.
No, Friday's looking nice, but it's not going to rain all day on Thursday, just a little gross in the morning.
Nah, well, I meant like past Friday's weather, if we have like another one of those days, I would sob myself.
Well, the good news is Saturday and Sunday are looking like upper 40s and sunshine, which is nice.
Oh, scandalous. Oh, well, I'm going home to Vegas for spring break.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
I was looking and it's going to be sunny and 70,
oh,
and my mom's just like, oh, we're gonna have some wine and sit by the pool, and I'm just like, okay,
wow.
I guess we can do that.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
damn,
pretty pumped.
I wish I was going to Vegas for spring fling.
Hey.
Spring break? Spring fling!
Hey.
Las Vegas for spring fling at Anyway, as you can tell, the coffee just kicked in. It's Monday, March 5th, 2018. That means tomorrow is 3 months until my birthday.
Oh, gosh.
So I hope you're prepared.
I am not. I need to start practicing.
Anyway, we got a good show lined up for you. We got some stuff to talk about. A little Miguel to play from the Oscars. Some Oscar buzz. I didn't watch the Oscars, but we're going to talk about them anyway. But we're going to start this crap out the same way we always do. If I can find the mouse on this computer screen. The best damn music you're going to hear this early in the morning is a little Steeler's Wheel. Remember this song from Reservoir Dogs?
Sure.
WMFO!
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared.
fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing,
crossing
You remember this scene, Catherine?
From what?
From Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, no, I've never watched Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I was just like, what is happening?
We want to talk a little bit about the Oscars. And, of course, Pan's Labyrinth was directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
The only del Toro film I've ever seen, but it really is a...
I've heard it's great. I know I need to watch it. I just haven't gotten over... I don't know. I just need the motivation.
It's only like an hour and 15 minutes or so, but it's terrifying.
That's probably why I haven't watched it.
So you got to be ready for that. But anyway, yeah, Shape of Water won Best Picture last night. And I don't know any of the other awards. I know that Get Out won Best Original Screenplay, which is not nothing.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I am such a fan of Jordan Peele's.
Yeah, I wish that movie got more, like, just awards, but we know how the Oscars and the Academy Awards and all that work.
Yeah, and the crappy thing is, like, a lot of movies or films are, were deserving. And it's like, with Shape of Water... totally deserved to be awarded heavily. Like, it was, in my opinion, a great movie. Coco, like, I was so excited that got recognized for... I don't know. I don't know about the actor awards. I don't remember who won what. But it was, like... And, like, with Dunkirk, with, like, the sound mixing and stuff, I was like, I guess. I watched... That's, like, a movie I watched on the airplane, and I was like... Okay. Like, that happened.
Yeah, for sure. Nothing like watching an airplane movie and not really knowing what's going to happen, and then all of a sudden there's some nudity or some violence on your screen and you're surrounded by like 40 people who can totally see that you're watching that.
Yes.
It's really thrilling. Or, you know, sitting next to your parents and all of a sudden just a really, really bad scene happens and it's like, I just got to sit through this and pretend like it's no big deal and I'm not on an airplane surrounded by children.
Yeah. I tried to watch The Big Short on the plane.
Oh my gosh. That's where I watched The Big Short for the first time too.
Oh my gosh. The thing is, I quit like after the first 30 seconds.
Cover up the screen during certain seasons. Like, I'm not watching this, I promise.
Yeah, but oh gosh. Oh well. But Oscars, my thing is just like, of course, as college students, we watch the Oscars. There's definitely other ways to watch it than via cable. That's all sarcasm. I scoured the internet. There's no way to watch it if you don't have cable. Unless you like really know the illegal streaming sites, which I don't.
Sounds like the man wants your money.
I know. Tufts had a screening in Ho Tong.
Yeah, but
and
who's
I was
gonna?
Just like, I'm gonna go sit around
gonna
with
go
other
watch
people.
The Oscars? Yeah, with a bunch
on
of
a
Tufts
Sunday
kids.
Night. I'm like, wow, that sounds fun.
Well, so yeah, now we just have to peruse the CNN rankings or report next day.
And all the headlines were just like the top 8 political things that happened at the Oscars, and I was just like, I don't care.
I love the political things that actors have been saying at all of these events.
My thing is, I'm not in the camp that's like, oh, just shut up and like don't do anything, don't like use your platform. But at the same time, I'm just like, wow, like, I don't know, liberals.
But Kat, the most important thing, did you see Lupita Nyong'o last night?
Yes. How gorgeous she looked?
Yeah, how gorgeous she looked, how gorgeous she always looks.
And how poised and wonderful she is.
And how she's 35?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes, she is the eternal youth, like, just beauty.
It's really, I keep seeing pictures of her and going, she must be no older than 20.
Yeah.
But nope, she's 35.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, as you know, here on Monday Morning Madness, we love our Miguel. And
yes.
We picked up Remember Me. This is from Coco, yeah?
Yeah, so Remember Me won last night for like best song or whatever that category is. I believe. Listeners, call in and tell me if I'm wrong. And so this isn't like the Oscar-winning version, but this is a cover of it.
Sweet. All right. Well, here it is. Remember Me by Miguel. And who's the other person? Natalia Lafourcade.
Yes, there's some Spanish in it.
Oh,
so
well.
If you don't like it, cover your ears.
All right. Only here on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. Didn't realize that song started like that.
Don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you. Each night we are apart. Remember.
for me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be. Until you're in my
te doy, te llevo en mi corazón y te acompañaré. Unidos en nuestra canción, contigo ahí estaré.
Recuérdame,
si sola crees estar,
recuérdame,
y mi cantar te irá a abrazar. Yo contigo siempre voy. Recuérdame.
If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. Remember me, soon be gone. Remember me and let the love we have live on. And know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be. So until you're in my arms again, remember me. Remember me.
Yeah.
to scuff up my shoes. You could try, be gracious. You're too much. You could try to be nice to me.
Making a moment. Here we go. There's something. Arrange myself with a binder. There's something very dangerous in your home, Catherine.
Oh no.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
Eek!
It's not sharp or toxic.
Okay.
Or flammable.
Oh.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Enter the Twilight Zone. Picture a Catherine. Standing on a ladder. It might seem easy. Misusing a ladder is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Fell off their ladders into the trauma center? That's a pretty interesting wording. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's Community Radio. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
The ladder strike back.
Did you know Big Ladder is incredibly opposed to that PSA?
Yeah. You know.
A very powerful lobbying organization. Oh my God, I have an amazing story. So,
tell me
about big lobbying organizations. So last night, I got dinner with the head of our Jumbo Code project, and he was telling us about this time all he does for a living is just dredge up like dirt on people for his nonprofit journalism stuff.
Great.
Which is really fun. But apparently, the New York City plumbing system is getting really like clogged and having a lot of issues because too many people in New York are using baby wipes instead of toilet paper.
Ooh.
And it's like screwing up the system. And and
the butt wipe movement.
Yeah, and so they tried to write this smear article on it, no pun intended. and they had pushback from Big Butt Wipe. Like, literally, the butt wipe lobbying organization pushed back on this article because they were, like, trying to say, stop using baby wipes, just use toilet paper. So, in case you ever thought there wasn't a large lobbying organization for wet wipes, there is. And apparently, they're very powerful.
My thing is, like, we should just be more like Latin America and throw our tissue away. Like, don't put it in the...
Yeah.
Or at least with baby wipes, like, what kind of logical thing are you like, yes, this very thick material, like a makeup wipe.
Yeah.
Why would you put, like, that type of thing in the toilet?
Yeah.
Just throw it away. Like, with feminine hygiene products, you throw them away. Yep. Because the toilet system can't handle it.
Yeah.
So I, like, feel no sympathy. I'm just like, y'all are idiots. Like, you don't understand how things work. The thing is, it's all like, have you heard of like Dollar Shave Club and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, they're really popularizing the butt wipe movement. And
yeah.
So it's just men, in my opinion, that are stupid and don't know how to
men
do
with
personal
our,
hygiene.
With our sensitive bottoms. We'd love to have a nice baby wipe, some baby powder. It's very, very luxurious. Like a nice experience.
And that's our take on butt
wipes. This has been another public service announcement. That whole thing was scripted. Paid for by Big Butt Wipe. Anyway, speaking of Big Butt Wipe, here's a little Kate Renata, who's not a Big Butt Wipe at all, but a damn good artist.
Great
I think
segue.
We all need a nap today.
Yes.
A little too much coffee on an empty stomach here.
Definitely.
Yeah, from 99%. Got it good. Really the song. I was going to keep talking until the beat comes in, but I don't know that I can. It really takes a while. Ah, here it comes.
Oh.
WMFO in Medford, Monday Morning Madness.
Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. And you're the best I ever had, baby, you know that you're bad, and I got it good. I'm certain that you're worth it, you deserve it, girl. You remember when we started? Remember me and you creeping around late at night? And yeah, you held me down when I had nothing. And that's the reason I was for you now that I can. My hand meets your hand. Our love isn't plastic, but here's my credit card, not gonna max it. The fact is, it's no stress. Baby, I got this. Treat you like the queen in Buckingham Palace, yeah. When you're swiping, I wanna show appreciation, so I buy it, go try it, girl, if you like it. But you still say that you're cool with Nikes, the type that's quite rare, one of a kind, and do anything I can to please my highness, yeah.
Okay. like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Of course, Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, the hidden track on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which has got to be one of the best albums ever made in the universe.
Cool.
I don't know how you feel about Lauryn Hill, but...
I'm not super well-versed, but...
Damn!
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Anyway, it's 7:47. I guess the last thing I want to chat about, we were just talking about Tinder before the show.
Hey, everyone, and she's single.
And the beauty of Tinder, everyone come over to Tufts and find Catherine, turn your radius down to a mile. And
yeah, please.
And then buy Catherine dinner.
Yeah, please.
Take her out, take her to a nice dinner and buy her dinner.
Treat me right.
Buy her a couple drinks and then drop her off at home and go to sleep.
Yes.
That's exactly what we need.
Yep, 100% the order of things that need to happen.
But it's a wild world out there, and you were reading me some interesting bios.
Oh, gosh. I just... the thing I was telling Adam is, like, if I did... Like, we were talking... Is it Vanity Fair that does the celebrity takes over your...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hilarious videos. If you haven't watched any of those on YouTube, you really should. Vanity Fair, celebrity takes over Twitter, or your Tinder. Mm-hmm. If I, like, did one of those, people would see what a horrendous, shallow douchebag I am. Like, I think
I'm... Can you say that on the radio?
I don't know. I hope so. But just... Oh, gosh. That's the horrible thing about Tinder is it really goes back to, like, our primate brains.
Yeah.
Of just,
well, you just make some snap decision. Just swipe left, swipe right. You don't even think about it.
No.
You don't think about these are people with, like, emotions and families and, like...
Exactly. And, like, I look at your face. That's, like, the number one thing. If I, like, don't like that, I just immediately swipe left. And then it goes into, like, I do look at, like, what people's jobs are what school they go to. And then, like, if you don't have a bio, I'm more likely to swipe left because I'm like, you don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about you.
It's and now you can do it online.
Yeah.
This is news to Catherine.
I didn't know. I kind of hate that.
Yeah, it's great. So you can just do it in class.
Yeah, but I think it would be such a power move if you just, like, just Tinder in class.
But yeah, some of the, it's funny because people kind of get into habits on Tinder. Like, so many girls on Tinder have a selfie with the dog Snapchat filter on. Like, more people than would ever be necessary.
I don't know.
just as I imagine so many dudes have pictures of them with fish.
Fish is a popular one, or the classic shirtless gym selfie, or, like, man tank gym selfie.
Yeah.
Or them with a dog. Just, and then they put in their bio, like, I was told the dog pic was necessary.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, oh my God, shut up. I hate you.
Yeah, I've been looking at, I've been looking at, like, reductress and parody articles about Tinder. One of the headlines from The New Yorker is, I am a Tinder guy holding a fish and I will provide for you. Or, do dude scouring Tinder for threesome with two lesbians found Wonder Woman, quote, unrealistic.
Oh my God, stop.
Three guys who definitely do not see the irony in that American Psycho quote on their Tinder profile.
Oh my gosh. People that like look through for threesomes on Tinder, I'm just like, y'all don't do your research. There's actually a dating app that is just for that.
Yeah.
I like don't know
Jumbo
exactly.
Smash.
Jumbo Smash. But it's just like really offensive. Like I really hate it when it's like a couple that is using a Tinder, I don't know. I just think it's really gross. And then you get those people that are like really into kinky stuff and like don't have a picture, but they like list the things they're into and they're like,
do people do that?
Yeah. And then they're like, it's usually dudes and they're like, swipe right and I'll send a face pic. And I'm just like,
no. That's not part of the deal.
Absolutely not.
Let's see. 8 guys on Tinder that have been to Machu Picchu but never to therapy.
Whoa.
Pro tips for farting your way out of this Tinder date. How to look your cousin in the eye after you matched on Tinder. How to compete with the trout he's holding up in his Tinder pic. Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's the thing is like, when if I think about it, I don't know if I'd ever be the same if I like saw my brother on Tinder.
Yeah, no.
I think that would really freak
me
out.
I'd delete my phone probably. Just get rid of the whole
just
thing.
Chuck it across the room and hit the wall and just, no.
Yeah, well, speaking of weird stories, here's a little strange Bob Dylan for you, the Talk at Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues, which I found in his bootleg volume.
Oh.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Listen, enjoy.
Well, I saw it advertised one day that the Bear Mountain Picnic was coming my way. Come along and take a trip. We'll bring you up there on a ship. Bring the wife and family. Bring the whole kids. Yippee. Well, I run right down and bought a ticket to this thing called the Bear Mountain Picnic. Little did I realize I was in for a pleasant, funny surprise. It had nothing to do with picnics. Didn't come close to a mountain. I hate bears. Took the wife and kids down to the pier. There were 6,000 people there. Everybody had a ticket for the trip. Oh, well, I said, it's a pretty big ship. Besides, anyhow, the more the merrier. Well, we all got on, and what do you think? That big old boat started to sink. More people kept piling on. That old ship was a-going down. Funny way to start a picnic. Well, I soon lost track of my kids and wife, so many people I never saw in my life. That old ship was sinking down in the water. There were 6,000 people trying to kill each other. Dogs are barking, cats are screaming, women are yelling, men are flying, fists are flying, paper flying, cops are coming, me running. Maybe we just better call off the picnic. I got shoved down, got pushed around. All I remember was a moaning sound. Don't remember one thing more. All I remember is waking up on the shore. My arms and legs were broken. My feet were splintered. My head was cracked. I couldn't walk, couldn't talk, smell, feel. Couldn't see. I didn't know where I was. I was bald. Quite lucky to be alive, though. Well, feeling like I just climbed out of my casket, I grabbed back hold of my picnic basket. Took the wife and kids and started home, wishing I never got up that morning. Now, I don't care just what you do. If you want to have a picnic, that's up to you. But don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it. You see, I just lost all my picnic spirit. Stay in my kitchen. Have a picnic in my bathroom. Well, I don't don't seem to me quite so funny what some people are gonna do for money. There's a brand new gimmick every day just to take somebody's money away. I think we ought to take some of these people, put them on a boat, send them up to Bear Mountain for a picnic.
I guess we were just friends again.